The difference in level of competition going from that to what you're seeing on the field now?
Just smarter, faster. I mean, I kind of feel like in JUCO, you're kind of more selfish because, you know, the whole team not going to get a scholarship to wherever y'all want to play next. It's kind of like, I need to worry about myself so I can get better, so I can go to the next level and kind of play. It's that kind of mindset in junior college, I believe.
How different has it been today compared to the first few days when it was just the rookies and a couple of the veterans in the building?
Just more experienced guys. They know what they're doing. They're on the same page. So, I mean, I don't know if Carlson was on a different page with the rookies, but I know for sure he's on the same page with the vets. So they look out there at each other, they see the splits, know what coverage they're in, and kind of tap each other and let each other know, this is what I want you to run. And they know what they're doing, so.
So it's about a half hour since practice has ended. You're spending some time with legendary, you know, future Hall of Fame safety Brian Dawkins, conversing with him. What were some of the pointers he was giving to you?
He was just making sure that I stay low every time I backpedal. And every time I break, I always low because 6'2" guys, 6+, I always want to like kind of stand up high. So I just asked him, just can he watch me a little bit and just tell me what he sees going on, and after practice, just go through the things I messed up on.
What's it like to have that kind of feedback?
It's great. Yeah, it's great to get a Pro Bowl, Hall of Fame guy, one of the best to play the games, to give you feedback.